Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Another email that slipped through the blocker. A little hockey terminology there. Sean McDonough. A little segues coming up at 9 o'clock. Did you know that 44% of students do not know there are 50 states in the U.S.? That is my latest PR thing that has popped into my inbox for the morning guy in Lincoln.
Total shank.
45% of students do know why we celebrate July 4th.
So I got one from Peyton Sweeney in the PR team. Hi, Damon. A new survey from Zelros that over 1,000 people spanning the U.S., U.K., and Canada and parts of Europe shows that 60% of the people across all genders of age groups think that their insurance premiums are too high.
Yeah.
With talks of an upcoming recession, what can you do to lower your premiums and stay well insured? Would you like to call? Thanks. Here's such and I'm like, All right. This is what we're on this morning. App to build more mentally fit. I got an app to build more mentally fit, less toxic workforce, and boost profitability.
So, as I said...
God bless the new email system.
Yeah, I'm just deleting right and left or unsubscribing. Sadi says, wouldn't it be more fun to just start booking these guests for him?
No.
I still think we should talk to Bob about potato salad.
Totally.
How many segments could you get out of potato salad?
No, because there'll be some PR person that's like really polished and they'll want to tell us about the potato salad. And I'll have none of it. I just want just a chaotic segment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't had one of those in a while.
No, we have not.
Or we just like, it has nothing to, you know.
Yeah, we don't keep it on topic. They're on here to talk about something else, and we talk about we go the opposite way.
No big deal.
From your fascination with music in the first hour,
yes.
Stu Manji, hello, Eric. Says Rascal Flatts actually broke up a year ago.
Yeah,
it's kind
my man says he says sorry, Gary. Are you heartbroken?
I saw him once in concert.
I can take the pain out of ruining this empty house.
We all know that.
That don't bother me.
Somebody told me they had a guy that played college baseball that was in Rascal Flatts.
Maybe.
I don't know. I went to the Rococo in Lincoln and watched him. Did you ever go to a concert at the Rococo in Lincoln?
No, but I have seen a multitude of like banquets and things of that nature.
That is a popular place.
Yeah.
Day by day, Rococo gets better and better.
Dude, controlled chaos. I gotta really recompartmentalize.
There's going to be a
fair amount of chaos.
Fair amount of chaos.
Coach Osborne, how you doing?
Hey, it's so, usually around this time of the year, July 4th, where kids want to make a decision. Like in the next week to 10 days, there's going to be a lot of 23 targets.
This is kind of a big deal.
We got one on July 2nd, right?
Mm-hmm. Barry Jackson is still July 2nd, right?
Yeah.
There's just one lick on an ankle.
Yes, it is.
Is anybody going to take a visit in the fall in college football?
No.
It seems like that cycle's going to change, doesn't it?
The month of June is like the money month for football recruiting.
Yeah, and it kind of snuck up on us.
Yep.
You know, and Nebraska was knocking it out of the park with double-digit visits on back-to-back weekends for officials. Well, that's pretty good, all things considering, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, when would you go in the fall? But game days... If they're getting so, listen. If they're the narrative is game day, yep, that's a better chance to say yes. But they're having success in the summer. That's part of that. It could get dangerous thing, right? If you start to rack up W's,
yeah, you're selling something different in June than you are in September, October.
Because you can't replicate the environment in the fall. Like, that's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, man, fall on Saturday?
But I wouldn't be surprised if 59 days from now, Nebraska goes to Ireland. They got 15 guys already in their class. So depending on how you do the math, you wouldn't have a ton of spots available, which can either be a good thing or a bad thing looking at how the season's going to unfold. But if you are set up for long-term success off of the 23 recruiting class based on what you do on the field in 22, then you're in a really good spot. But if you do have a good season in 22, how many extra guys are you attracting?
Extra?
That in the spur of the moment, see what happened over a three-month period that go, I'm in.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd already have to have them pretty close to being sitting in the boat.
All of a sudden, if you get a rash of yeses, they either are going to have to make room or can't take them all.
Sometimes it's not a bad problem to have.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk to our good friend Donnie Dodge. Sean McDonough stops by, Dirk Chatelain as well, and Brandon Vogel, all part of a Wednesday edition of Sharp and Betting in the Morning on 1620 The Zone.